Listen to this news. Kogi secures agreement with China for Hunan Free Trade Zone. The Kogi state government has finalized an agreement with China to launch the Kogi-Hunan Special Economic Zone, which will have the status of a free trade zone. Governor Ahmed Usman Ododo conveyed this information while welcoming a delegation of Chinese investors and consular representatives headed by Ms. Yan Yuching, the Consul General of the People's Republic of China in Lagos, during a meeting at the government house in Lokoja on Tuesday. The governor assured the Chinese delegation that the Kogi State Administration, in collaboration with its private sector partners, would establish all necessary infrastructure and regulatory frameworks to ensure the project's smooth initiation and timely completion. In a statement, Ms. Yan Yuching revealed that the Kogi-Hunan Free Trade Zone is spearheaded by the Hunan provincial government with full backing from the Chinese government. She stressed that Chinese investors operating in Nigeria are obligated to support and participate in this initiative, in line with the bilateral agreements established between Nigeria's federal government and China. Earlier, the Kogi state governor and members of the state's economic team visited the Chinese consulate in Lagos to solicit support from the Chinese government for the project as a core investor in the free trade zone. This visit laid the foundation for the landmark partnership between Kogi State and the People's Republic of China. Alhaji Inda Ali Salami, chief economic advisor to the Kogi State government, described the Kogi-Hunan Free Trade Zone as a bold initiative. He assured the visiting delegation that the team would uphold international standards of excellence to ensure the project's success. Before the agreement, the Chinese delegates toured key infrastructure sites in Ajaokuta, the designated location for the Kogi-Hunan Special Economic Zone, which will occupy 3,000 hectares within the Ajaokuta Economic Development Corridor. During their visit, the delegation examined essential facilities, including the Ajaokuta train station, Jeregu power station, and gas projects currently under development, all of which are vital for the successful implementation and growth of the Kogi-Hunan Free Trade Zone. IMEX sector, EU to authorize non-hazardous waste imports for countries.